The gospel lesson for this second Sunday of Lent is St. Mark, the 8th chapter, and I want to read verses 31 through 38. St. Mark, the 8th chapter, verses 31 through 38. Will you hear this word? Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all of this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at the disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but upon human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who will lose their life for my sake, and for the sake of the gospel, will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and to lose their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those of you who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous generation and sinful generation of the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes to the glory of his Father with the angels." The Son of Man must. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable within your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. For this second Sunday of Lent, there is the theme of the gospel. The theme of the gospel that declares good news, and that being the sacrifice. That 31st verse, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. The Son of Man must be killed." It was William Temple who wrote of sacrifice. "The principle of sacrifice is that we choose to do or suffer what apart from our love we should not choose to do or suffer." Do you get a sense of the paradox? Apart from our love, we should not choose to do or suffer. So we sing, "Jesus loves me," and Jesus does. We know it because Jesus suffered many things and was killed. And Jesus announced that the Son of Man must do these things. It is important for our Lenten reflection and for our own spiritual discernment to know that the cross is not an accident. It is not something that happened by chance. No. And I think it is important to get that sense because in some ways, for some people, Jesus was a disappointment. A disappointment. For those who wanted him to be a great conqueror, or someone who would reestablish the kingdom of David. But Jesus comes not for coronation. Jesus comes for execution. Jesus comes and says, yes, there will be a kingdom, but it will be a kingdom at a whole new level. It will not be something that can be taken away from us. But this new kingdom is the gift from God. It is a kingdom that is at a whole new level. It is the level of peace. This peace comes when we have a deeper relationship with God. This is what Jesus is offering, but not through an easy way. But it is the way. It is the way of the cross. There is so much that Christ's death extends to us. Perhaps something. In talking about what Christ's death extends to us, perhaps something that we should never forget. And that is who we are. Who we are. In our home, there is an occasional video game played. And what I notice, because I don't play, but what I notice is the characters, they are able to change faces. They are able to change places. Perhaps you're like me, you don't play video games, but you remember Bruce Wayne, don't you? Somebody? Remember Bruce Wayne. And how this rich young bachelor could all of a sudden become who? Batman. We remember Clark Kent, don't we? Oh, yes. This young reporter could all of a sudden become who? Superman. There is something about being able to change. You know, we like Harry Potter. And I think the reason we enjoy Harry Potter so is that everything and everyone just has a way of changing. It can be fun to pretend. Or it can be fun to imitate. But it also can be frustrating. It can be a time of denial. For some, it can lead to depression. It can lead to depression and crises and all kinds of feelings. The best ways to describe these feelings is that they rob us. They rob us of who we are. And they can rob us of the greatest gift, maybe the greatest gift that we really have, and that is we are a child of God. We can go another way. We can go another way. We don't have to imitate. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to be in denial. We can go in another way. We can decide, in the words of the Scripture, to find life. Not through the ways that focus on the needs of self. But the message comes in the Scripture. If you want to find life, if you want to really find life, then lose it. then lose it. We can lose those things that would have us focus, that would have us focus only on ourselves. What does it profit one to gain the whole world and lose their soul? We can find those things of greater value. And this is what the message is saying to us. We can find those things of greater value. We can take up our cross. C.S. Lewis wrote in Miracles, "It is wrong to conclude that carrying the cross is nothing more than living a respectable life and subscribing moderately, and giving moderately to charities." Much, much more than that. Somehow, in some way, to take up our cross is to take up our responsibility. It is to hear God's call upon our life. It is to know what spiritual gift is alive within our life. It is to be a witness. For when we decide to follow after Christ, we will be different. One writer described the difference this way. In happy moments, we can praise God. In difficult moments, we can seek God. In quiet moments, we can worship God. And in those painful moments, we can trust God. The best way to describe this difference is, in every moment, we can thank God. Say that with me. Thank God. Oh, we can say it. Thank God. In every moment, we can thank God. I came across this story not long ago, and it spoke to me. It's about a man named Joe who, in such a very positive way, he lived his life. He was one of those people who was asked on his job, "How are you doing?" And he would respond, "If I were doing any better, I'd be twins." He just had that something. Always positive. But one day he was working on a communication tower, and he fell 60 feet. They rushed him to the hospital, surprised that he made it. They rushed him into the room in the ER. And he said, as he began to come to some, he looked at the doctors and the nurses, and they all had that look in their eye that this man was going to die. He said, even though they were saying to him, "It'll be all right," they had that look in their eye that he was going to die. One of the nurses came up to him and said, "We have some questions for you, and we just need to ask, are you allergic? Are you allergic to anything?" He said, "Yes." All the doctors and nurses got quiet and still. They wanted to know. They were concerned about the medicine then and the medication, because he says he's allergic to something. They all got quiet. And he said in a quiet but firm voice, "I'm allergic to gravity." When they stopped laughing, and smiling. He said to them, "Operate on me like I'm going to live and not die." I think as we think about this message on this second Sunday of Lent, the message comes to us. We're alive. We're alive. We're alive. The Son of Man must. And so the challenge comes to us today. Live. Live closer. Live closer to Christ. And see then if we are not alive. Praise God today. Amen.